So on this episode of the podcast, we got to talk about black minds and red, white, and blue lies. Now, where am I going with that? Well, as you can see from the thumbnail of the eagle with that red right wing and that blue left wing and that white head. Oh yeah, we about to get political real quick. And I'm finna get on these black conservatives and black liberals. Let me go ahead and jump straight on these black conservatives. Here's the reason why. And I'm going to get into some things that both of them have in common, black liberal and black conservative. But when you look at the black conservative, basically all they are is a copycat of racist white men. And they adopt this ideology of individualism, pretending racism doesn't exist. Pretty much just parroting every talking point that every right-wing conservative pundit or politician touts. That's all they know. They call it being a free thinker, but they don't have an original thought in their heads. Because what they do, basically, they're cowards. And instead of acknowledging the things that have happened, they try to pretend as if they don't exist, and as if doing that is going to make them the safe Negro pet of the dominant society. It does not. It makes you a tool, but when they're finished using you and you're no longer useful, they break their tools, as the great Neely Fuller Jr. said. Okay? Now, when you look at some of the ideology that the black conservative has, one of their biggest talking points is, I don't have a victim mentality. I'm not a victim. Because you acknowledge something that happened to you doesn't make you a victim. It's a fact, okay? There are certain things in life that are absolutes. In this country, black people, our ancestors suffered 400 years of oppression and slavery. The United States owes us a legal debt that it has yet to pay, and it will pay. If it expects anything out of black society, it's going to be quid pro quo from now on. Now, as far as the black conservative concern, going along with that victim mentality thing, there are things that you are a victim of whether you want to be or not. That doesn't mean you have to walk around with your head down in the sand saying, woe is me, but those are facts. Case in point, I don't care how successful you are as an individual, if you are wearing this black skin, and they get ready to discriminate against you as far as banking practices, as far as any type of job situation, even if you're a business owner, anything that they get ready to discriminate against you on, they're not going to sing you out and be like, hey, yeah, you know, that's that cool Negro pet over there. You know, we're going to give them a pass. No, Negro, you are looked at just as the rest of us. If you doubt that, I'll tell you what. Let's use some common sense here. Since a lot of black conservatives, oh, y'all gonna be hot at me for this one if you're listening, because this isn't for you, but hey, if you're listening, I'm finna hurt your feelings. I deal in facts, not feelings. And if you doubt what I'm saying is true, and you're a black conservative calling yourself a Rithuglican, that's what I call them, with the three Ks, Rithuglicans, this is what you try. Go on over to your conservative pals and start challenging some of their ideas and trying to get in a position of leadership where those white men and women follow you. Ooh, did I go there? Oh, you damn right I did. Fact of business, show me who has leadership in the black Republican conservative sector of America that white people respect and listen to. Oh, let me take it a step further. Show me the black conservative in the Republican Party that actually has what I just mentioned and is actively doing something to help the greater majority of black society, especially on an economic corrective action level. Uh-oh, y'all can't name nobody, can you? Go ahead, who you gonna name? Candace Owens? Huh? Who you gonna name? Who you gonna name? Ben Carson? Who you gonna name? What at? Go ahead, we'll wait. Go ahead and put together you a good list of black conservatives that are actually doing something in a leadership position that benefits black society and actually keep the respect amongst their party. See, the only way you're going to keep respect as a black conservative is if you toe the line for white supremacy. You're a pet. And if that's what you enjoy being, go ahead, because see, those of us that are rooted in our blackness understand that the smartest thing for us to be is independent, and we go with whichever one is serving our interests. That's giving us things that are tangible and beneficial to us as a black society and collective all together. Not just being happy that a couple of Negroes or one Negro got a job. Okay, because that's all you are. If you don't own, operate, and control anything, you're basically an employee. Okay? So now let me get on these black liberals. Oh, I'm not leaving y'all out. Y'all gonna get this work too. When you're a black liberal and you go along to get along, you're basically in a popularity contest. You want to be the safe Negro that everybody likes. Hell, you want to be the Negro that they can even crack some of their little racist jokes around you. You don't get upset because you're progressive. Let me ask y'all something. The same thing that I asked about the black conservatives. Where is the black leadership in the party that is respected by white people, that is actively doing something for black society? Who are they? Don't you dare name a John Lewis. Don't you dare name any of these people that's talking about black and brown coalitions and all this foolishness. Because see, when you start looking at that black and brown thing, let's look at that. When there are injustices happening every day in this country to black people, especially the more egregious ones where they're killing us unjustly, what are brown folks hopping up in front of us with just as loud a voice as we have, or before we say anything? Where them brown folks at? All these so-called brown people y'all be talking about that we have the solidarity with. Now, I'm not talking about people on individual levels. I'm talking about as a collective. Where the brown people, when they get these economic policies that specifically benefit their group, where the brown people saying, you know what? We're going to be eating pretty good off these policies. Let's get these black people in over here. Don't see that, do you? Oh, y'all not gonna like this one. Oh, I'm gonna make you mad, but see, I'm gonna make you think also. And see, if you a coward going along, particularly with these liberals and that insane LGBTQ agenda, see, you gotta understand something. I'm talking to black people, but black men, let this resonate with you. The only way that you're acceptable to most of those people is if you're in the position of a boy, or if you're in the position of being effeminized and acting like a woman. You can't be a black man, a heterosexual black man. Oh no, that's a threat. You got to be a subservient boy, basically a coon or a Sambo, or you got to be effeminized. Go ahead and put you on a dress, put you on a wig and sashay around and some high heels. You know, perhaps be one of them, you know, their secret little boyfriend off back in some room somewhere, but that's a whole nother podcast. But see, that's basically your only two options. So liberals can go to hell. Yeah, see, this is going to define where I stand. A lot of y'all have probably been asking, you know, whether I'm liberal or conservative. Both of them kiss my black ass. I don't fuck with the Democrats or the Republicans. I don't. Okay? Because they're both the same. When you look at that eagle in this thumbnail, okay, that red wing, which is on the right side, and the blue wing, which is on the left side, and that white head, that's exactly the way this country is set up. You have the open hardcore races on that red right, and then you have the undercover, so-called low-key races that Malcolm X warned us about, the liberals on the left. And then, to go to show you where it all comes together at, no matter which side is in control politically in this country, there's always going to be a white head. Yes, I chose that thumbnail for a reason. A white head. Not a brown head. Not a beige head. A white one. Even when you had the beige head in office, Barack Obama, he pretty much was doing the bidding of white people. You know, that dude had no connection to black society here in America or in Africa, to be honest with you. See, you got to start looking at these people's backgrounds, man. And see, as far as these black liberals are concerned, I got some questions to ask of both black liberal and conservative. Black conservative, what are you conserving? Who you conserving it for? Where's your resources that you're conserving? I want y'all to think about that. What are black conservatives conserving? Who they conserving it for? Where the resources at that they conserving? Okay. Black liberal, what have you been liberated from? What have you been liberated from in America as a black person dealing with liberals and the Democratic Party? Are you liberated from being stopped and pulled over by a racist cop and he fears for his life and he decides to blow your brains out like Philando Castile? Are you liberated from being mistaken for living in too nice a neighborhood that belongs to you and they think you're trying to break into your own house? That happened to me once. Oh, I got the bag up out their ass though, because that was a lawsuit that pretty much left them in tears. But hey, that's a future story for another day. But are you also liberated from being discriminated against as far as going to buy a house, as going to purchase property? Are you being liberated from all of those other things and discrimination in this country? Are your children liberated from that? See, when you use these terms, conservative and liberal, you need to think about what they mean to you as a black person, because you need to understand something. There's a speech by Dr. Martin Luther King that describes the two Americas. Now, whether you agree or disagree with Brother King's policies, you need to listen to that speech, because it's pretty much the same thing we're dealing with today, decades after the man's death. We do not live in a post-racial society. We do not live in the same society parallel to white people. We don't know what it's like to have that type of economic security and freedom, and it's by design of the dominant society. So when you look at these red, white, and blue lies and black minds, you have to ask yourself, the people that have decided to throw their lot in with either side, conservative or liberal, and you black, what are you getting out of it? Even if you get, let's look at it this way. Let's put ourselves in their mindset. Even if you get something out of it that benefits you as an individual and sets you up pretty much for the rest of your life, it's a lonely thing to be out there on that island when the white folks turn on you. See, so many of us have not learned that lesson throughout history. You get comfortable, they grin in your face, they start inviting you to all types of events. You start thinking you the special Negro in the room. In the back of your mind, whether you say it out loud or not, that's what it starts to mean to you. Oh, but then comes the Negro wake-up call. Whether it's Muhammad Noor, whether it's once upon a time O.J. Simpson found out the hard way, Bill Cosby finding out now, A$AP Rocky found it out when he took his ass over to Sweden. I mean, we see countless examples of that, especially when the main thing for black men and black women, put that white man or white woman within your reach, and now you think you've reached the promised land. Or you're not like the rest of us black folks out here, because you done got a hold to that white man or that white woman. Now you got it made, until they turn on you. So you see, when they do, the fact that you are a black conservative or a black liberal, that don't mean a damn thing. You cannot escape that black skin no matter which banner you try to run to or run and hide up under like a coward. And that's what you are. You're a coward. Because see, it's one thing. You get a pass if you're a kid and you're trying to figure out things in the world and trying to figure out what your ideologies are. I can give you a pass being a kid, especially if you don't know your history. Now, you should be learning your history, and that's up to your parents to teach you that. And when you get to a certain age, you're supposed to be seeking out knowledge on your own, regardless of what your parents taught you or not. You're supposed to be trying to learn these things and get around people that can teach you about your history. But if you're young, I can give you a pass. When you get up into adult range, past 27, 28, now you're making a conscious decision to be a coward and hide behind these labels of conservative and liberal, knowing there's no power in either party for black people. And prove me wrong. If you don't like what I'm saying, show me where the leadership is in either party. Show me. That's all you got to do. Show me where the effective leadership is when something happens to us in black society that stands up and says, hey, listen, this is not going to be accepted. This has to change. And we're going to get it changed now. Consistently. Not a mouse fart. Consistently. Standing up with corrective action and making a change and pretty much speaking up for black people as the voices that a lot of them are elected to be for us, for those that are politicians. And you don't stand a chance in hell if you're an average member of the conservative and liberal party, because see, think about it. If you don't have leadership representation in any organization that you're a part of, you don't have any power in it. Let me say that again. If you don't have leadership representation in any group or party that you're a part of, any organization, you don't have any power in it. You're fooling yourself if you think otherwise. Now, you can affect it on the outside, which is one way that you can affect it. Here's where our power is. Our black dollars. What we withhold or spend our money on determines how it's going to function with or without us. And we're the biggest consumer group in this country, but we don't realize that and use that to our advantage. So, you know, I had to really go in to this one to get a lot of people to think about that black conservative and black liberal label, because they're both a part of the same bird with that white head. It's white supremacy. It is. So unless you are planning to get into a leadership position and you don't even hear people talking about it to go to show you that they know their place on both sides like good little Negroes, nobody even challenges the leadership. When the last time you heard on a speech or on TV or anywhere a black person challenge the white leadership in either party and do so with a hard line stance? See, you got to show me that before you can sell me on trying to be a black conservative or a black liberal. Show me where the black man or woman is that's actually challenging these white folks with these racist policies they have that don't benefit us. So until y'all can do that, I would advise you to think about that. I always think, learn, and grow, black family. So that being said, I'm going to close that here. Hope you take this information in. I'll see you all in a future episode. Take care of yourselves.